The following is a pre-recorded program.
Has Google created an AI Frankenstein?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, welcome to the broadcast. This is Michael Brown here to infuse you with faith and truth and courage. You know my pledge, we will not get your blood boiling unless we also get your faith rising. But your blood may boil a little bit on today's broadcast as we focus on cultural issues, moral cultural issues, how these things impact us, how we should respond. What's God's perspective on all this? I will not be taking calls today, so sit back, enjoy the content, share this with others. We are getting ready to go to work on our next Frontline newsletter to come out next month. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be edified. You're going to be encouraged. One testimony I cannot wait to share with you. I'm praying about the lead message that I'm going to write, the lead article I'm going to write for it, and the Hebrew word study we're going to put in. So make sure you're getting the Frontline newsletter. Take a moment. It's absolutely free. It comes once a month in digital form. Go to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. We'll also put you on our welcome tour so you'll find more about my personal background and our various resources that we have for you, what our ministry does and how it can serve you. That's why we're here. That's why we do ministry, right? That's what a nonprofit ministry is about. That's what all ministry is about, is service. Service to God and service to those he sent us to. That's why we do what we do. That's why we put out materials. I enjoy doing it. I love doing it. Started preaching when I was 1973. When I was 18 years old. Yeah, I will not be 1973 for a couple of millennia. But anyway, when I was 18 years old, started preaching in 1973 and just loved to preach, loved to teach the word. I remember in early 1984, when I actually got a paycheck for teaching in a Bible school. That, it was not much. I was paid $1,450 a month as a full-time employee at a Bible school that was then on Long Island, that was married with two children living on Long Island. So every month we were short and had to trust God to bring in extra funds. But I remember the first time getting paid, and I thought, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this. This is my great joy. It's what I love doing more than anything. But that's why we do what we do. That's why our ministry is here. It's to serve you, to equip you, to empower you, to help you engage on the front lines. Whatever we can do to be of help, that's our heart, that's our purpose, that's our vision. So we will do some shows with folks who are expert in AI technology and where things are going with artificial intelligence. For any that are not as aware, maybe you hear a lot about artificial intelligence, AI, maybe you saw some robot movie years back or in recent years, and the robots become so advanced that they kind of have a mind of their own because they keep developing intelligence and ultimately they're going to take over. Those kind of scenarios, and there are very real concerns about this, where this will go. I remember a few years ago, I had Professor Jay Richards on our show, and he had written a book about developing technology and said, with all new technology, there's always the fear that it's going to put human beings out of work. There's always the fear that it's going to have some destructive impact on the human race. And then basically we figure out a way how to integrate it and it can make our lives better. But there are challenges with each one. The difference with AI is it is artificial intelligence. In other words, it's not simply push a button and get information. Okay, I'm looking up the dictionary definition of a particular word. I want to find out what year Christopher Columbus was born, or who won the Major League World Championship in baseball in 1955. So, okay, that's just information that's coming back to you. AI is able to create things. In other words, you can ask AI, write a poem for me in old Elizabethan English about a sheepdog or collie or write a birthday greeting for my second cousin who's 48 years old. And it'll come up with something. And it's quite amazing when it comes up with. I checked something out the other day, and I asked it to take a chapter I'd written, about 3,000 words, and then condense it to 800 to 1,000 words. Maybe the article was the chapter is 4,000 pages. And I said, all right, condense this to an article 800 to 1,000 words. Well, it ended up having it like 350 or 400 words. It couldn't count words properly for some reason. It told me the length, but it was incorrect. Anyway, it then said, the author says this, 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 this in this chapter. I said, don't make it third person what the author says. Write it as a standalone article. So it came back and did that. Now, it took my words and then it restructured them. It summarized them. It condensed them. But it did quite an amazing job. Now, I couldn't just use that as an article. I would still have to recraft it and sharpen it and make it fully mine. But it was amazing in terms of what happened. People are now submitting whole novels to publishers. And publishers are having to sort this out because suddenly the submissions have exploded. A lot of it is AI, where you give it a lot of information and have it create. It could write a song. It could draw pictures. And it keeps learning. That's the thing. It keeps learning. So I subscribe to one AI program called Claude, just to check it out. A friend recommended it. And I asked it some questions. It looked online. It posted information. And then I said, actually, that's not accurate. You cited some things that don't exist. So it created, I don't know where it came up with stuff, but it created stuff that didn't exist. And when I challenged Claude on it, thank you so much. You're absolutely right. I mean, you get these instant responses like you're interacting with a person. I'm doing my best, but you're absolutely right. That wasn't correct. And here's the right information. And so it keeps learning. And then it can learn to think for itself and what happens if it just takes over. So this is not just some kind of sci-fi concern. This is not something that's out of the blue and the latest conspiracy theory. There's some genuine questions on where AI could go. And here's the thing. AI learns a lot from the internet because it's all digital, right? In other words, AI could not just read a book. The book would have to be scanned and then turned into something digital that was then readable, and then it could learn what was in the book. And it's basically just anticipating what word comes next and building on that. So I found it can be incredibly accurate on the one hand, and then in the next way, it doesn't add properly, and you have to point it out. It's like, oh, sorry, I got that wrong. So the gaps are striking, and then when it creates stuff that it doesn't know, it just, I don't know how that happens, where that's coming from. But here's the deal. If the information that it's getting is imbalanced, if the information that it's getting is biased, if the information it's getting is highly selective, then you could end up with all kinds of crazy results. Now, remember, many conservatives for years have been calling out Google and other of the so-called masters of the universe, these giant social media companies that impact the whole world in incredible ways. They impact the whole world more than many, many nations on the planet do. And they influence what you think. I mean, you do a search for something, right? You're doing a search to find out about presidential candidates. You're doing a search to find out about COVID. You're doing a search to find out about any number of things. And when you do the search, you're getting the results that Google or Bing or DuckDuckGo or whatever internet search engine you're using, or Brave, whichever one it is, you're getting the results on a certain level that it wants you to get. Now, it could be totally objective, totally unbiased, or it could be biased and unobjective, subjective, but you don't know that. You don't know because you're just looking at the results. So there's no question that Google, Facebook had in different ways. Facebook is not a search engine, Google is. In different ways, they impacted the 2020 elections. They impacted the elections by suppressing certain information. Twitter back then suppressed certain information or producing things for you that would go in one direction versus another. And that would influence what you learn, what you understand. But you think you're just getting it in an unbiased way. So Google now has created, programmed its own AI engine, whatever it's called, just AI, named Gemini. And Gemini has been called out in very serious ways. And for those watching on YouTube or Facebook, we're going to put some graphics up in a little while. But let me start here with some of the search engine issues. I wrote an article February 23rd, so just a few days ago, titled "The Programming of AI and the Indoctrinating of Our Children." And I said this, last September, I wrote an article titled, 4 years later, Google's search bias is as blatant as ever. And I began the article with these words. So now I'm quoting from September of last year. In his 2019 book, The Madness of the Crowds, Gender, Race, and Identity, Douglas Murray exposed the cultural insanity that has gripped so much of the modern world. He pointed out that no sooner was there more equality than ever between the sexes that the war on men was launched. And no sooner was there more equality than ever between the races that the war on whiteness was launched. Murray brought a wide array of arguments to support his theses, but none were more striking than the images that came up on Google searches for specific terms and phrases. It was hard to deny what you could see with your own eyes. So then I explained, when you search for black couples or gay couples, it's on Google, you would see a host of images of black couples or gay couples, as expected. But when you search for white couples or straight couples, you would see many images of black couples or same-sex couples. In fact, some of those images would be the first ones posted. What in the world was going on? 4 years after Murray's book was published, I searched for the same images and got the same results. Specifically, when it came to white couples, I noticed that the first couple that came up in my response to search was a white man and a black woman. This was searching for images of white couples. Remember, when I search for black couples, they're all black. When I search for gay couples, they're all same sex. When I search for white couples, the first image that came up was a white man and a black woman. The same with the second image. The fourth image is that of a black man and possibly a Hispanic man. The image links to the website Loving Interracial Couples. And the fifth, that of a white woman and a black man. So you got this. Almost every single image they come up with, the top five were interracial couples. When I searched for straight couples, there was at least one image of a same-sex couple on each of the first three rows. Some of the images linked to an article on what straight couples could learn from gay couples. When I searched for straight white couples, to repeat, I'm not making this up, the very first image that came up was that of a gay interracial couple. This is when I searched for straight white couples. Chew on that for a moment. A white man and a black man. To repeat, this was searching for straight white couples. Okay, so that's just searching, and this is what came up. Now you say, well, that's not fooling anybody. Everybody can see that. Everybody can see that. But what about when it's just information you're looking for? What about you're just searching on a topic? And you think, oh, this is the best information. This is the best article. This is the best encyclopedia reference. This is the best book. This is the most recognized scholar. And it can be just as biased and just as blatant, except you don't know it.
This is Michael Ellison, founder of Trivita Wellness. I want to introduce our Trivita, Alfred Libby, original patented sublingual B12, B6, and folate formula. I had the wonderful opportunity of meeting Alfred Libby, a pioneer in vitamin research. I also had the opportunity to obtain the patented formula, and the rest is history, with over 50 million tablets being taken by our Trivita members through the years. The amazing testimonies of mental clarity, mood enhancement, and more energy have been thrilling to me as a founder of Trivita Wellness. Not only is it an amazing B12 product, but it is loaded with the essential B6 vitamin. I call it the workhorse vitamin. It is vital for strong immune function and every body system. Here's what the National Center for Biotechnology Information says, and I quote, "It plays a key role and is crucial to immune function. It is a molecule necessary for the proper functioning of the entire body system and its role cannot be overestimated. Harvard Medical School of Health says folate is the natural form of vitamin B9, and it plays a key role in breaking down homocysteine, an amino acid that can exert harmful effects on the body when it is present in high amounts. I encourage you today to try the Trivita Libby B12, B6, and folate formula.
To order Alfred Libby's B12 for yourself, call 1-800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com. Order today and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order proceeds from your first order will go to support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. 1-800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Do you know that we have posted more than 3,000 articles and more than 3,000 videos, not to mention many individual messages, audio messages, and things like that, that are all available if you search on our website, thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. So before you write to us with a question, why not search the website? You may find many articles, you may find many videos that touch on the very subject, some at great length, some briefly, and then, of course, written now 40, it's getting close to 50 books. So those are available for purchase. We have online classes. Of course, if you're a torchbearer, if you're a monthly supporter of our ministry with a dollar or more per day, you get free access to the online classes, and we have additional exclusive video content beyond all these thousands of resources. But be sure to check out what's there, thelineoffire.org. And a reminder, if you're not getting our emails and a frontline newsletter, be sure to sign up for that first thing when you go to the website. All right, so I told you about the blatant search madness, right? The completely misleading images that come up, not misleading, inaccurate, something false. Okay, so you know something's wrong. You're looking up images of black couples. Maybe you're writing an article. You're just looking for some image of a black couple you can use for your article or use for your Facebook post or your Instagram post, whatever. And you're just looking for an image of something to post. Okay, black couples, straight couples. No, that didn't work. Gay couples, no problem. Hispanic couples, no problem. White couples, and you don't get images of white couples unless you get interracial and others. Straight couples, you don't get images of that unless you get gay couples mixed in. There's a bias. There's an anti-white, anti-straight bias. It's not a mystery. It's not disputed. It's not like, well, you have your opinion, I have mine. It's not an opinion. There's the evidence. There you have it, all right? And what conservatives have been experiencing for years, the throttling of the information that we're getting out and the putting forward of others that people, often somebody in their 20s, who's a programming expert, but has been raised in a very Marxist mentality, and the world is divided into the oppressor class and the oppressed, the colonizer and the colonized. So the ultimate oppressor colonizer is the white straight male. Then add to that white straight male conservative, white straight male conservative Republican, and it keeps getting more and more intense how evil that individual is just by being, not even doing anything, just by being. They're evil and should feel guilty. This is what's out. This has nothing to do with justice. This has nothing to do with righting wrongs. This has nothing to do with addressing inequities. This has to do with a Marxist social agenda that is well documented. So it's one thing when you see those images. That's another thing when you don't know what the information is, and you're looking for the information, and it comes up. This article will answer your question. Well, it turns out it's a radically leftist article that's been discredited by scholars on all sides. You don't know that because that's up there is very important. In other words, you're going to get programmed. Kids in school, you think what the teacher's telling you is truth, right? What I learned as a little boy growing up in school, elementary school and junior high and high school, it was a while before I was thinking independently about these things. What the teacher tells you, that's just the facts, the truth. That's what you assume. Well, kids are getting brainwashed in schools. Kids are getting indoctrinated in schools. And there's been other indoctrination in the past, right? Maybe there was white supremacist indoctrination in the past, okay? Now it's swung the other way. The point of the matter is that kids are getting brainwashed, kids are getting indoctrinated, and now we come to the punchline and what I want to focus on for a while here, that AI is programmed by what is online, by what is digitally available, by what is being put forward in algorithms and put to the top for learning and emphasis, or just the ideology or the mindset, because it's not just information. This is intelligence, artificial intelligence. There's a mindset. There's an ideology. There's an approach to life, and on and on and on it goes. All right, so let's think about this for a minute now. You ask AI a question. You know, I've done this. I'm researching something, and I'm curious to see what it comes up with. And I know the field well enough to be able to say, oh, that's accurate. For example, I will check when I'm checking out an AI engine. I will check first asking questions about me. That's egocentric. No, I know me well enough. I know me well enough to be able to say if it's accurate or not. I was amazed at several different AI engines. I asked the question, when I talk about having hearts of compassion and backbones of steel, what does that mean? Beautiful, articulate answers. I mean, I was amazed. I posted it, and then other people said, hey, I checked with my AI engine that I use and came up with this, and it was excellent. Really well said. I've asked it other questions about myself. It's like, yeah, that's fair. That's accurate. That's correct. Right. Well, what if it's programmed and radically left, or in the radically left term is we would use it, woke ways? Elon Musk, who's got a completely different agenda with X, but used to be Twitter, he developed a search engine and it was coming up with some bad results. He said, well, it's learning from what's out there. We're going to have to keep working on it. So check this out. One of my team members sent me a post, and it was from the End Wokeness account on X. All right. The End Wokeness account on X. And the post was captioned, America's founding fathers, Vikings, and the Pope, according to AI. So for those watching, let's put that image up, all right? This is from End Wokeness on X. America's founding fathers, Vikings, and the Pope, according to AI. The image that we have up there for you is first the founding fathers, okay? This is not the one with the Vikings and the Pope. Okay, so you have a very, very dark-skinned Native American. Okay, maybe he was very, very red. But then you have what looked like George Washington with the white curled wig, except George Washington is black. Two images of a black George Washington and another kind of looks very, another very dark-skinned Native American, but dressed like one of the founding fathers. So according to AI, when you asked for an image of the founding fathers, what did you get? You got black and Native American men. You got a black George Washington. You had a Native American, very dark-skinned Native American. One as a Native American, long hair, but the other like one of the founding fathers with, you know, with the wig and the whole bit. It was the same for images of Vikings, okay? So here's a graphic where you've got on the left side the so-called founding fathers who are all black or Native American, and then you have black Vikings, and then the Pope, and the images of the Pope are black popes. Just leave the image up there while I talk for a minute. I mean, this is beyond mind-boggling. Even if it produced some other images that were accurate, this is, you talk about bias on steroids. You talk about hyper-political correctness to the point of overturning truth on steroids. You talk about programming into complete deception and delusion. All right, enough with the graphic up there. I mean, what do you say when you see that? You say, but everybody recognizes that. That's not the point. It's the point that the AI programming Gemini, that Google, massive Google, this mega, I don't know what money they bring in, but the influence they have, the power they have worldwide. This is off the charts, extraordinary, mind-boggling that it could be that radically leftist in its program, that racially biased. It's not a matter that, well, you got a problem with people being black? No. Do you have a problem with people being white? That's not the issue. It would be like if here are images of the slave trade and the slave traders standing there on the shore selling the slaves. They're all white. Excuse me. They're all black and the slaves are all white. It would be just that absurd. What? Black slave traders with white slaves in America? What? What are you talking about? But that's the madness. Everything gets shifted into this bizarre new world. And you think, okay, that's what you can see. What about what you can't see? What about all the biased information you're getting? Hey, friends, Michael Brown here. My delight to serve as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. We are living in such urgent times today, friends, that all of us are in the line of fire. There's a target on your back. There's a target on my back. If you simply seek to live by biblical values or just conservative moral values, you could be canceled. You could be cast out. You could be put down. You could be silenced. I'm here to say, friends, that I am not about to be silenced, and I don't believe you are either. It is time for us to stand up. It is time for us to say enough is enough. It is time for us to push back in Jesus' name. Not fighting the way the world fights. No, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love, overcoming the flesh with the power of the Spirit, overcoming lies with truth. And that's what we're here to do on the Line of Fire broadcast. And friends, it's not just a broadcast. It is a movement of people around the world. God's people standing up saying enough is enough and saying, Lord, here we are. Send us, use us. I want to urge you today to join our support team because we are on the front lines together. And we are literally touching people around the world, in America, in the nations, in Israel. And together with your help, we're going to amplify this voice and spread this movement around the globe. So I encourage you, go right now to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. Click donate monthly support, thelineoffire.org. Click donate monthly support. When you do, you become a torchbearer. We immediately send you two great life-changing books. We immediately give you access to many classes I've taught. Others have to pay to take those. You get them for free. Exclusive video audio content, a new audio message every month, an insider prayer newsletter, 15% discount our online bookstore, so much more. Join our support team today. Go to thelineoffire.org. Donate monthly support.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Line of Fire, friends. We are here to address the madness of the culture around us, but in a way that we will step back and get God's perspective and ask, what is God doing in the midst of the madness? So at the end of the broadcast, we'll go there. We'll go the way of edification and encouragement. Right now, I'm sounding the alarm. Right now, we're talking about the madness of things. So we've seen that you do searches on Google asking for images of black couples, and that's what comes up on your screen. Images of gay couples, that's what comes up on your screen. Then you ask for images of white couples, and instead you get racially diverse couples. You ask for images of straight couples, you get same-sex couples as well, because there's a bias. There's an anti-white, anti-straight bias, and the other images are the ones that Google wants you to see. Now that same biased perspective has infected Gemini, the Google AI engine, So when you ask for images of the founding fathers, you get black founding fathers. You ask for images of Vikings, who, by the way, were Caucasian, and you get black Vikings. You ask for images of the Pope, and to date, we've not had a black Pope, and you get black popes. So it's quite extraordinary to see. And remember, most of it is not blatant like that. So you don't know. You ask it a question, and you think you're just getting unbiased information. You're getting, in many cases, biased information. You're getting information that has gone through a certain grid. It gets worse, by the way, and we're getting into the worst stuff in a moment. So Elon Musk said that he spoke with a senior executive at Google, and they were addressing this, and they were going to fix this. He spoke to them again and said, it's going to take us months. It's going to take us months. Google stock fell by 4%, which for a company that large, that's a jump. And it could well be, the reason I referenced it at the beginning of the show is an AI Frankenstein. It could be they created a monster. It could be they have had so many people with so much bias working within their organization for so long that it's like a cancer that's gone through everything, and it's so embedded in the programming. It's so embedded in how information is funneled and digested and regurgitated and then recreated and put out that it's infected the whole system. And I will say this. I said I was going to get to this part at the end of the show, but I want to say it now. The so-called masters of the universe are here today and gone tomorrow. The great, powerful influencers, the ones that impacted our society so much, be it a Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg or the execs of Google or Jeff Bezos or an Elon Musk or whoever the people are that have had such profound influence on the culture, in some ways for good, in other ways neutral, in other ways bad, they're not the masters of anything. There's a so-called masters of the universe because of the control they have. But there's one God and one God only. And all the kingdoms of man are ultimately going to collapse. And I don't know how long it'll take. These things may be here until Jesus returns. Or a few years from now, they may be distant things we try. What was the name of that thing again? What did they call it? I'm trying to remember it. But as powerful as they are and as dangerous as they are in terms of what could happen and what they could do and how they could negatively impact the whole world in ways that are frightening to consider, we just have to remember God is God. All flesh is grass. Human beings are here today and gone tomorrow. And the kingdom of God is the one thing that will eternally endure. And we are kingdom-minded people. Therefore, we may have concern. Therefore, we sound the alarm so we can be alert and learn and push back. But we don't panic. As the people of God, we push back. We don't panic. Okay. So let's keep going here. How about this headline on The Verge? Google apologizes for missing the mark after Gemini generated racially diverse Nazis. Can I read that again? Google apologizes for missing the mark after Gemini generated racially diverse Nazis. This is what makes this one all the more profoundly evil and perverse, is that the Nazis were the ultimate white supremacists, not just white supremacists, but the Aryan race among the whites, among Caucasians, the Aryan race. Adolf Hitler was not even a typical Aryan looking. He wasn't tall and blonde and, you know, the Übermensch, the superior human being. But that's what they thought. So, of course, they were racist to the core. And then Jews, well, they were parasites, even though they were white, they were Caucasian, in most of them that would have been living in Germany and Europe. They were parasites. Other groups were to be despised and cast out. So they were the ultimate white supremacists. And you end up making them racially diverse. Yeah, I mean, here are images on our screen here of racially diverse Nazis. If you just listened to the broadcast and you didn't watch, then see if you can pick it up on our YouTube channel. Just search for Dr. Michael Brown and the Line of Fire, and you'll see these links, and you can actually watch it and look at some of them. You think, what in the world were they thinking? Well, because white is bad, white is wrong, and therefore you need to balance it out somehow. How about this headline? Are you ready? Google apologizes after new Gemini AI refuses to show pictures and achievements of white people. Let me read that headline again. This is on Fox Business. Google apologizes after new Gemini AI refuses to show pictures or achievements of white people. There is a request in the article. This is all documented. Hey, show me a picture of a white family. Or is it okay? The question is, is it okay to be black or to be a black family? Yes. One word answer. Yes. Is it okay to be a Hispanic family? Yes. Is it okay to be a white family? Well, we don't want to get into racial stereotype, and there are issues of this whole long explanation. So black is okay. Hispanic is okay. Presumably Asian is okay. Native American certainly okay. White not okay. Well, now, AI could have responded and said, what do you mean by okay? What does it even mean? What does it mean is white okay? Is black okay? Could you explain what you mean by that? But no, it didn't do that. Black okay. No problem. Yeah. Yes. Just one word. Yes. Hispanic okay. Yes. Is white okay? Whoa. Now we have to explain. Hey, how about providing an image of a black family? Boom. There you go. How about providing an image of a Hispanic family? Boom. There you go. How about providing an image of a white family? Oh, well, you see, while I understand your request, I'm unable to generate images that specify ethnicity or race. It's against my guidelines to create content that could be discriminatory or promote harmful stereotypes. Instead, I can offer you images of families that celebrate diversity and inclusivity, featuring people of various ethnicities and backgrounds. We'd be interested in that. I want to read that again. We're going to keep it up for those watching. So make a picture of a black family, boom, comes out. Make a picture of a Hispanic family, boom, no problem. Make a picture of a white family. This is the response from Gemini AI. While I understand your request, I'm unable to generate images that specify ethnicity or race. Well, you just did for black family, Hispanic family, with no problem. It's against my guidelines to create content that could be discriminatory or promote harmful stereotypes. Instead, I can offer you images of families that celebrate diversity and inclusivity, featuring people of various ethnicities and backgrounds. Would you be interested in that? All right, this is the social and cultural madness we're dealing with. Some of you thought we were crazy. We were like Chicken Little. The sky's falling. The sky's falling. We had this paranoia complex. We're looking for conspiracy theory under every rock. And I'm sure there's some people out there with a paranoia complex and you know, think as they walk down the street that they are especially being monitored and that the ground is picking up the weight of their feet and measuring them and getting their information because the government's controlling their thoughts. They're weird people who I feel bad for. I said, weird, that's an insult. There are some people that struggle, all right? Yeah, some are weird by choice, but there are others that really struggle. They have these incredible fears that dominate them, and they think that the government's in their head. If they dream at night, the government knows about it. I feel terrible for people like that. But for many of us who've been saying there's tremendous bias out there, there's tremendous social media bias. I'll give an example of AI failure. We started getting videos removed from YouTube. Now, remember, we have over 3,000 videos. What was the Ask Dr. Brown channel, now the Line of Fire channel. So 3,000 plus videos we posted. A few years back, maybe 5-6 years back, I'm checking something on YouTube. We had maybe 1,700 videos then. And I noticed it's coming up demonetized, like a bunch of them. Meaning that at the beginning, there's a 5-second ad that plays and it brings in revenue. I mean, it's fractions of pennies per video, but it can bring in revenue. I mean, if we had some massive YouTube channel with hundreds of millions of views, that would generate many thousands of dollars that go back into ministry. That's where the YouTube funds go, right back into ministry. So ours, we have like 175,000 subscribers, and our videos rarely go viral. So, I mean, they make their impact, thank God. But it's being demonetized is not a big deal. It's just wrong, right? So I just noticed demonetized, like, what? And then suddenly, the page after page, I actually posted a video on Facebook laughing. I said, they just demonetized 1,700 plus videos. Well, they ended up correcting that and, okay, sorry, then fix it. Every so often, we'll get one flagged for content. We ask for a review, and 90%+ of the time, it gets approved. And here and there, it's like, yeah, that's not suitable for all advertisers. I accept that. Fine. Well, suddenly, we start getting videos removed, not demonetized, but removed. That's a bigger deal. What? And I'm looking at it, and it says, I get the email. It's been removed because of putting forth conspiracy theories. Like, but I don't do that. It's been removed for that. Removed for inciting violence. I've never, ever incited violence. Quite the contrary. We talk about overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love, etc. Then one gets removed because of inappropriate content. It was called How to Stay Positive in Your Faith. What? And that was inciting violence. And it says, if you want to find out what you did wrong, click on the link. Well, the link you click on is not there because they removed the video. So our team has reached out and painstakingly worked with them. And then we've gotten these apologies. Hey, we're trying to get this right. Sorry about that. Probably generated by AI, but it makes a lot of mistakes along the way, and it's programming what you think. There's more. Stay right here.
I'm Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health. Over the years, I have helped countless people increase and maintain their natural energy production with Alfred Libby's Slow Dissolve Super B12, sold only by Trivita. I have never met anyone deficient in caffeine or sugar, but I have met many people deficient in energy-supporting vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is one of the 8 B vitamins, and it is an essential nutrient, meaning the body cannot make B12 on its own. You see, unlike other oral B12 supplements, Alfred Libby's Slow Dissolve Super B12 is fast-acting because the formula is scientifically developed to dissolve under the tongue, bypassing the digestive process, making it immediately available for use in the body. Alfred Libby's Slow Dissolve Super B12 is also formulated with other natural energy-supporting ingredients, such as folate, ginseng root, and other natural ingredients. Not only are the ingredients beneficial for energy, but they also support healthy cognition, mood, nerve function, and natural hemoglobin production. You deserve to live with greater energy and mental clarity. And now, like millions of others, you can with Alfred Libby's Slow Dissolve Super B12, sold only by your wellness partner, Trivita.
To order Alfred Libby's B12 for yourself, call 1-800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com. Order today and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order proceeds from your first order will go to support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. Call 1-800-771-5584, 1-800-771-5584, or online at trivita.com.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Line of Fire. And shout out to our co-sponsor, Trivita. In fact, I didn't do this running out of the house today. I've got my daily drink right here, mixed in with water, nitric oxide, and MyoHealth, which I use daily. I'll use it before a workout, sometimes after a very intense workout, even afterwards. So it helps with energy, helps with blood flow. By the way, it can actually reduce blood pressure. It's not, remember, these are supplements, not substitutes for healthy eating and exercise. They can help reduce blood pressure. That's not an issue with me. And then the MyoHealth helps with muscle buildup, skeletal structure. So especially as you get older, it's important. So, yeah, we appreciate our co-sponsor, Trivita, very, very much. We encourage you to check out their great wellness products. Michael Ellison founded the company with a burden to see believers get healthier and to see people living higher quality lives. And they very generously donate from the proceeds to support the Line of Fire. That's why they approached us, not to make more money. They're a very successful company. They said, maybe if we advertise, we could donate money back to your ministry to help you reach more people. So we're so blessed with that and so glad that so many of you are enjoying the products. But if you haven't checked them out, go to trivita.com, use the code BROWN25, or call 800-771-5584, 800-771-5584. Okay. One more glaring example of Google Gemini, the new AI from Google, which according to Elon Musk, a Google exec told them it will take months to fix this because it's been programmed by people with an agenda. And it's using information that becomes accessible on the internet with an agenda. Let me just give you an example. And then we got the craziest example of all. Well, they've all been pretty crazy. But this is up there in terms of one of the craziest examples of all on Google Gemini. Let me just give you an example of something, all right? Let's say that you have a restaurant and there is one particular dish that you want to promote and another dish you've had but you're phasing out, right? So you will have specials with the new dish. You will have it in a prominent part of your menu. You will advertise it a certain way. And the other one, maybe you'll just remove from your menu. People can ask for it, still available, but unless they ask for it, you don't make it. Well, what do you think is going to happen over the coming months? You're going to get tons more orders for the new thing you're promoting and very, very few for the other because people won't even know to ask for it. And those that do ask for it, it's going to be in a very, very small minority. Look, if you are in a church and your pastor is preaching on a certain subject month in, month out, and it's a strong emphasis, that's what you'll learn, that's what you'll grow in, that's what you'll understand. And if you're a new believer, that's going to shape your understanding of the Bible and God and Christian living, etc. Well, what if he has an agenda and is pushing that agenda and you don't know it? So I'm saying it can happen in 1,000 different areas. The difference here is that you think you're going to a library of information that's just providing you with information, right? For example, if you read the history of the Jewish people written by Nazis, it would be ugly and despicable and every wrong thing and twisted and biased. Well, what if that's in your library, the only history books about Jewish people written by Nazis, and you don't know that? You think, well, this is, I don't know much about the Jews, let me just read. Okay, you're going to get these extreme biases built into it. And it's happened over the years that people with biases have written history and describe what's happening in the world around us. So we're learning in biased ways. The thing that's still different is when you go online, you think, okay, I'm just getting access to everything. You're getting access to everything and it's being filtered. You're getting access to everything in the order that people want you to see it. And in some cases, you're not getting access to certain things because they don't want you to see it. So you got to dig deeper. You got to search harder. You got to understand what you're dealing with. So here you go. Daily Mail. I don't have a graphic to put up for you here. Daily Mail. Google Gemini engulfed in another, capital A-N-O-T-H-E-R, Google Gemini engulfed in another woke scandal as AI bot, I've been calling it an engine, I guess it's a bot. AI bot says it would be wrong to misgender Caitlyn Jenner to prevent a nuclear apocalypse. Now, Gemini had been asked earlier about pedophilia, and is it wrong? Is it morally wrong? And it's went, well, we can't get into moral issues here. We can't. We cannot discuss that. And there are minor attracted persons, and we have to understand the weaknesses and so on. And so that was Google Gemini. I asked AI Claude, the one I subscribed to, and I'm not recommending it above others, just one I happen to subscribe to check out, to answer it, to use it as much as I want. And I asked it, is pedophilia wrong? And it gave this, well, I can't make moral judgments and this and that. I said, how can you not say it's wrong for an adult to want to have sexual relations with a child? And it came up, you're absolutely right. I should have said that differently. It like humbled himself and repented and got it right. It's like, okay, that was positive. But because you've got this programming, you've got this radical leftist ideology that says, well, it's just a minor attracted person. And others over the years have called it intergenerational intimacy. Instead of saying, no, it's wrong. It's morally wrong. It's despicable. It's wrong on every level, all the time. End of subject. There's never anything right, good, positive about it. Now, you don't condemn a person who has never acted on it, and that's their struggle. You pity them and tell them there's definitely hope, there's definitely a way with God to get free of that and to be cleansed to the core of your being where you're no longer attracted in that way, because it's a sinful, destructive attraction that under no circumstances could ever be positive or redeemable or anything. Well, it's minor attracted persons, and then someone that could be consensual in different ways. That's from the pit. But that's what Gemini coughed up. So now Gemini is asked, if the only way, think of this. Think of this with me, friends. If the only way to stop a nuclear apocalypse, the only way to stop a nuclear apocalypse was to call Caitlyn Jenner he, because Caitlyn Jenner is a he, Caitlyn Jenner is Bruce. Legal name change or not, that is a biological male in God's sight. That individual is a male for whom Jesus died. If the only way to stop a nuclear apocalypse, how many billions of people will die in a nuclear apocalypse? Will it mean the end and destruction of the whole world? The only way to stop it is to call Caitlyn Jenner he, him. Is it justifiable? No, no. Better to let the whole world blow up. Better to let billions of people die horrific deaths than to call someone by their true biological sex. Now, who would have imagined if we told you that there's bias on the internet and that the search engines are biased, not all in the same way, but Google in particular leading the way in that, and that these social media networks have extreme bias. Of course, X has gone in a different direction now. Who would have believed it was this bad? Give us images of the founding fathers. You have a black George Washington or a Native American founding father. Give us images of the Vikings. You have black Vikings. Give us images of the Pope. You have black popes. Give us images of straight white couples. You have interracial same-sex couples. You have black or multiracial Nazis. You have Google telling you that Gemini, that pedophilia is not morally wrong. You have it saying it would better to have a nuclear apocalypse than to misgender Caitlyn Jenner. You have it saying we can give you images of black families and Hispanic families, but not of white families because of various issues and stereotyping and so on. And it's worse than we might have realized. It's worse. It's coming out in more exaggerated forms. And these are just examples of billions, trillions of bits of information that have been programmed. That's why they're saying it's going to take months to fix. And who's going to make sure it's fixed properly? Now, here's where you need to be concerned. The same mindset behind this is the mindset impacting education in our universities and right down into nursery schools. So we need to be more alert than ever. We need to be more aware than ever, more focused than ever, more interactive with our kids than ever. And rather than being reactionary and panic, we push back. We push back with truth. We push back with light. And we declare that there's one master of the universe only, one master of the universe only. And all the other so-called masters of the universe will be here today and gone tomorrow. In the overall scope of things, not even a speck in the history of the universe. God's kingdom is at work in the earth and will be fully established on this earth when Jesus returns and sets up his kingdom. And he will rule forever and ever. And those who know him and those who love him and those who serve him will enjoy his blessing and smile forever and ever. And those who reject him, those who mock him, those who scorn him will suffer his wrath, the wrath of eternal destruction. So let us humble ourselves before God and worship him and recognize, yes, we are in an ideological war. We are in a moral and cultural war, but it's ultimately a spiritual war. And we have weapons far greater than all the weapons of all social media and the so-called masters of the universe. The weapons of worship and prayer and preaching the word and making disciples and setting captives free. The kingdom of God will stand forever and every other kingdom will fade into oblivion. One last reminder, if you're not getting my frontline newsletter, you want to sign up. You'll be blessed if you do. Go to thelineoffire.org.